People living near the Semeru volcano in Indonesia are being evacuated, and authorities have issued the highest warning level after it started erupting. The volcano began erupting in the early hours of this morning, with grey ash clouds said to have spread widely. It follows a deadly eruption last year. Japan's weather agency says it sees no possibility of a tsunami following the eruption, despite a previous alert. We can talk to Mike Burton, Professor of Volcanology at the University of Manchester. Welcome. How serious is this volcano, and what are you reading into what you're seeing?
It's a very serious volcano. Indonesia is full of active volcanoes, and Semeru is the tallest of that range of volcanoes. And it's been very active for the last 100 years, at least. We've seen predominantly pyroclastic flows, which is basically an avalanche of hot rock, which entrains cooler air and can travel at up to 100 kilometers an hour. That's the video footage that's come out today. And they can extend up to, well, the ones that happened most recently have gone up to 10 or 11 kilometers away from the summit area. And they are truly deadly and travel at such speeds that there isn't much you can do apart from evacuate people, which is what the very experienced risk managers in Indonesia have done. But there's another threat, another hazard posed by by Semeru in particular. Because it's so tall, and because there's so much rainfall and such frequent eruptions depositing fine material on the slopes, you can get very frequent mud flows called lahars, which can extend even further than the pyroclastic flows. They can go up to 20 kilometers away. And so the risk that we have now is a combination of both the pyroclastic flows and the mud flows, particularly to the southeast of the volcano.
I mean, the pictures that we're seeing are absolutely extraordinary, and we were seeing homes with that huge ash cloud looking extremely close. How active is this volcano? And if it is very active on a repeated basis, is it surprising people live so close?
Well, it's extremely active. I mean, one of the realities of volcanoes is that when there's a period of repose, the soils which are surrounding them tend to be very fertile, and so they're ideal for agriculture. And in Indonesia, because there's so many volcanoes, there's hardly any place which is completely free of volcanic risk. So there isn't all much you could do. The main thing you can do is to have very good monitoring systems and very good hazard maps to assess what the risks are, and then to react as quickly as possible when things start to happen. And that's exactly what the Indonesian authorities are doing now. They've enacted the evacuation of the area, which is going to be a well-planned, well-delivered, well-communicated system to make sure that the risks are minimized. But even with those systems, and there's a very good example in 2010 in Merapi, where thousands of lives were saved by an efficient and widespread evacuation. Even with that, last year, as you mentioned, exactly a year ago today, there was another eruption, and more than 60 people were killed in that event. So it's possible that Semeru is actually going through a more active phase than has previously been seen, and that these eruptions are going to go through a period of time when we're seeing them more frequently and potentially more violently. But the most important thing we can do now is follow that evacuation and make sure that people are as far away as possible.
Professor Mike Burton, thank you.